Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis were fresh off an 11-game road trip spanning 3 weeks. The Hoosiers won 9 of those 11 contests and reached number 12 in the rankings. The Hoosiers fell in their home opener yesterday to Cincinnati 8-3. The Hoosiers only found 5 hits but gave up 15 as a staff. Along with those 8 runs, Chris Lemonis weighed in after the game.
We were actually rested. I thought we had all our guys available. They just didn't pitch great, you know. But I thought we were going to piece that game together because we have so much depth. But they got on us pretty early, and we chased them the rest of the game.
Indiana, the Big Ten preseason favorite, struggled at the plate yesterday. Chris Lemonis wasn't thrilled with the at-bats his team put together or the approaches they took on a windy day.
We really chased early. I don't know if we were trying to hit a home run because it was windy, and I will tip my hat to their guy. He threw that power sinker in there, and we just chased down all day long. I think that was the biggest piece, so we just couldn't get it going there offensively. And then we couldn't get the big hit. We had first and second and bases loaded and chance to make it a game, and we just never seemed to get that one big swing.
The Hoosiers will have plenty of time to get comfortable at Bart Kauffman Field. That was the first of a 10-game homestand as they welcomed the Pacific Tigers to town over the weekend. What needs to improve on the weekend?
We want wins, so we got Pacific coming from the West Coast. Getting in a groove and playing well. We've been, you know, road warriors here for the first 3 weeks, but we're just trying to get back home and play good baseball. And we've really been playing good baseball. This is, you know, y'all got to see our worst. even some of our losses, you know, in the other games haven't. We've competed in every game today. We weren't real competitive. So hopefully we'll come out and be ready to go on Friday.
Keep your eyes on social media and iuhoosiers.com in case any of those game times are weather affected this weekend. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers wrapped up a 3-week road trip, winning 9 out of 11 games, and came back to the friendly confines of Bart Kauffman Field, ranked 12th in the country. And it was opening day for the cream and crimson, but none of that seemed to bother the Cincinnati Bearcats, as they fought the elements and outpitched and outhit the Hoosiers, winning 8-3. Left fielder Matt Gorski went 2-for-4 for Indiana and gave his thoughts after the game.
We haven't really faced a big sinker ball pitcher this year, and he really had that working for him today, and he was really good today. And we swung a little bit out of the zone, so that hurt us a little bit.
The home opener was moved up from Wednesday to Tuesday due to weather concerns. The Hoosiers didn't get back from San Diego after their 4-game road trip till early Monday morning, but that's not going to be an excuse.
I mean, that's just the game of baseball. You have 60 games a year. You got to be ready back-to-back days. Got to be ready to go every day, play all 9 innings.
The sophomore from Fishers got off to a quiet start on that 11-game road trip, but his manager isn't worried one bit about his performance.
He just got off to a slow start. He's a really good player. I hit him down there. He probably could hit 2 or 3. It's the depth of our lineup. But he's just, you know, and he's hot. You know, guys, and you know, when they feel good, they seem to get more hits. So he's in a feel-good phase right now.
The depth of the Hoosier lineup will pose problems all season long. How important is it for the bottom of that lineup to hit?
I think it's huge because we have such good 1 through 9, but 1 through 4 is just an unbelievable stack of players. So getting on base for them, getting them RBI opportunities is just huge for us.
With only 5 hits and 3 runs in the opener, the Hoosiers have plenty of room for improvement. They'll get 3 more chances this weekend against the Pacific Tigers from Stockton, California. Check iuhoosiers.com and keep an eye on social if any of those times need to change due to some impending weather. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.